We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Mike Johnson here, and we've got an incredible matchup. Don, who's taking home the win?
Well, Mike, that's definitely Metro PCS and their star player, the iPhone SE, for $0. I mean, this team cannot be beat.
You're right, Don. Their coverage is impressive. Metro PCS has a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S.
Yeah, and you know what gives them the edge? The iPhone SE for $0 on truly amazing network. What a team this is.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Indeed it is.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32 gig iPhone SE for $0. No contracts, no surprises. Plus, get four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. During congestion, the fraction of customers using greater than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at 480p. No tether. Not valid for numbers currently active on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Protect your family with USAA Life Insurance, provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. Subject to state availability, issue limitations, and contract terms and conditions. Visit USAA.com.
If you've been delaying the inevitable and you can't do so any longer, so it is time to replace your roof, then you should reach out to my friends at East Coast Metal Roofing and replace your roof with the last roof you'll ever put on your home. The Permalock aluminum shingles reflect the heat. They don't rust or rot, and they can be installed on any style home. Their roofs have a lifetime warranty. They're an Energy Star partner. And right now, at the tail end of the Winter Works program, they're going to give you 15% off your new metal roof. That's an average savings of $3,500. They serve Massachusetts, they'll go to Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Connecticut, and some of the closer points in Maine, like Ocean Park. That EastCoastMetalRoofing.com is where you go to learn all about your new roof. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com, or you can call 844-611-ECMR. If you're tired of using the snow rake, you should know that the snow slides right off your East Coast metal roof. So you don't have to worry about ice dams and all that stuff that's coming in the near future. And you don't have to get out there and spend your weekend getting all the snow off of your East Coast metal roof. So go to EastCoastMetalRoofing.com or call 844-611-ECMR.
Hey, Boston, this is comedian Tom Papa. The Hillman Morning Show will be back in 60 seconds or less.
Hello, Boston. Geico presents things that'll make you feel good.
Prairie dogs greet each other with little tiny prairie dog kisses. Come on, that's adorable. Something else to make you feel good? Geico's been offering great savings and service for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. And that satisfying coverage isn't just for your car. The Geico Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo. And Geico offers motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. You know what else will make you feel good? Scientists studied the chemical composition of the center of the galaxy. It smells like raspberries. Well done, universe. And Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country. So breathe easy. We've got your back. Plus, you might be able to save even more money. Because Geico could help you find savings, like military or federal discounts. And Geico offers emergency roadside service.
So, Boston, contact Geico online at geico.com. You'll feel better after you do.
And now, waiting to be served with the restraining order by the attorneys for the greatest quarterback of all time.
Danielle was saying you would have no idea who I was.
Well, she's wrong.
And
come on, man, we go way back.
This is the Friday Hillman Morning Show.
Caller is on now at WAAF.
Here's the code word you need to text in for your chance to win your share of $300,000.
This hour's code word is RISK, R-I-S-K, RISK. Text that to 72881. That's the text number that you should text it to, 72881. Message and data rates apply. Keep your phone on. You could win $1,000 cash in the $1,000 hauler, your share of the $300,000 that we are giving away. And your next code word coming up at 10.
RISK, as in what LB took trying to get to the live broadcast in Quincy yesterday.
Yes, he risked his own life and limb in order to get down there and try to get in a photo with Tom Brady.
I was up on stage.
That's why.
You were stalking the dude. I decided to take off because the snow had stopped and the roads were clear and there was no traffic. And I'm like, well, here to Quincy, I can get there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, the Hill Mail break and then your segment, which is amazing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
You know, George loves it.
Yeah, George was probably off the charts happy
yesterday because he didn't hear my voice.
Yeah. He didn't have to deal with the ball gag. He was very excited.
Ball gag.
A texter is asking whether or not I asked Tom Brady to have Bubs Edelman call me. And I didn't do that, but I did ask if Bubs has the same number.
Julian still has the, that 617 number, right?
Hey,
is it a California? I can't get in touch with the guy.
Take a look at this number I have for Julian in my phone and tell me if that's the same number you have, Tom.
Wait a second.
Tom has no clue who it is.
I get to be on your show?
Huh?
I finally get to be on your show after
all
these years?
Yeah, you do. Now listen, Danielle was saying you would have no idea who I was.
Well, she's wrong.
And
come on, man, we go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. We go way back, don't we? See, that's what I said. I said,
why would someone ever doubt you?
I don't understand, Tom Brady. Why would they doubt me?
I don't know.
How long do we go back? I mean, you want to reminisce?
16 years.
16 years.
Yeah.
You and I was saying earlier, we both began our trajectory on the bottom rung.
Yep.
And we have risen to the top of our respective fields.
Yes.
And we may have lost touch during that time. However. However, our embrace today is one which reminds us of our friendship.
Absolutely.
He hasn't said your name yet.
Yes, he did say my name. All right, listen, how you doing? Everything good?
We're doing great.
Thanks for coming down here today, I assume. But last thing I'll ask is, this probably has a lot of meaning because of your mom.
Yeah, it does. You know, my mom, battled 18 months ago. So every family is affected somehow. And it's great to be here to show some support in our community and, support the people that are going through this, their families, and the people that are fighting such a tough disease. So.
All right.
It's a fun day.
Hang in there. Great to see you. All right. Let's go. All right, Danielle. I think you said something about eating crow. Hang in there. You notice I gave him the hang in there.
Hang in there.
Hang in there, pal.
You're going to send him a little motivational poster with the kitten hanging off the branch? Hey, Tom, I signed this for you. Hey, Tom, I can't seem to find my phone. Can you do me a favor and call it from your phone? Do you have Tom's number?
Oh, I should have tried to do that.
Has anybody seen my phone? Oh, can you do me a favor?
Can you just
call my phone real quick?
Tom Brady?
No, not from Ben's phone. Hey, Tom Brady.
Hey, Tom Brady, can you call my phone? Let's see. Here's a text that says the audio of Tom Brady saying that Danielle is wrong must kill her little by little every time we play that.
No, because I'm confident in the fact that Tom still did not know Greg's name because we have yet to actually find audio in which...
The governor heard him refer to me as ill man. Thank you.
Stop it.
Now, the sauce debate rages on. Let me just wrap some of that up before we get to the sports and the news. Teriyaki, obviously a sauce, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No question about that?
Mm-hmm.
What about the bechamel?
Yeah, oh yeah, bechamel is one of the five mother sauces.
Okay. What about coq au vin?
Well, coq au vin is a dish, so it would be the sauce that's on coq au vin.
Okay, so not a specific, what
it's
kind
a
of
wine,
sauce?
So it's like chicken and cooked in wine. That's literally what it is.
Well, wine is kind of a, like, covered by the, is that covered by the marsala or the?
Yeah, that's a wine.
Different, but yeah.
What about the tartar? Got to have the tartar in there, right? Is that a condiment?
I'm probably going to be accused of being discriminatory, but
Get it out of there. I hate tartar sauce.
Well,
I love tartar sauce. You can't do that.
Over the years, I have somehow developed a distaste for tartar.
Like, I never liked it.
It's just somehow, now it's just, I can't even smell it.
I never liked it. It's gross.
But
people love it on the fish. I can't stand it.
It's got sauce. It's got sauce in the name if you're going to put it.
That's
a 16 seed, fine. It's a 16 seed, but you know, if you put A1 sauce in there.
Yeah.
The savages that ask for extra tartar sauce.
Oof. See, I'm getting a little nauseous. I don't know why. I used to like it. Long time ago, I liked it.
You're pregnant.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I do throw up every morning.
So Monday, we'll have the bracket ready for you Monday. Starch madness. There have been countless times over the last many years that I have been asked what is the greatest sauce of all time, because I am the elected czar of sauce here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, or appointed by Governor Charlie Baker. We'll put to rest any question whatsoever of what the greatest sauce is with your picks during Starch Madness.
Love
on Monday. I'm just trying to think. Very important text question. And this person, I think, is right. The dessert sauces are in a whole
different category. Yeah, you can't compare
strawberry sauce
with bolognese. So,
okay, completely different category
absolutely.
But what if you use a raspberry sauce with a chicken?
Oh.
Different, because it's just, you're doing it specifically for chicken.
Okay.
And there might be some like savory elements to that sometimes.
How about the sweet and sour?
Yeah.
That's a sauce.
That's a sauce.
Sweet and sour sauce, man.
Not a fan of that either.
Sweet and sour fan. KFC used to have an incredible sweet and sour sauce years ago, and then I think they changed the formula or the recipe, and it's not as good
I had a job at a Chinese restaurant when I was in high school, and they made theirs with applesauce, a giant jug of sherry, and some ginger, and you poured it into one of those 5-gallon buckets, and I had to stir it with my arm.
Really?
And my arm was pink for a week.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. That place is closed now, by the way, no worries.
Why are you mixing those ribs up in those used bus buckets?
I don't believe that. Well, you may have a different opinion on this one, but I don't believe relish is a sauce. It's a condiment.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't have sauce in its name.
It doesn't have sauce in its name.
Well, I was thinking about tartar sauce, but that has other stuff in it. So.
Well,
that's why it's a sauce.
Right.
Yeah. This is David on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford, no one will sell you a Ford for less. What's up, David?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Just to put this debate to rest, the difference between a sauce and a condiment is a condiment is used to enhance the flavor of something else in the dish that could be voluntary. You don't necessarily have to have ketchup with your fries. But if the sauce is essential to the dish, meaning you can't have chicken Alfredo without Alfredo, then it's a sauce. I have a chin and a half. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes. I think you make a great case for it.
Yeah, love the honesty, kid.
And Buffalo is both a sauce and a condiment, as well as teriyaki, because you can't have buffalo wings without buffalo sauce, or else it would just be a fried chicken wing.
Well, now, what about duck sauce? Because isn't duck sauce only dipping? So that doesn't fit based on your
same with tartar sauce, right?
Duck sauce is a condiment because you could enjoy whatever you would put the duck sauce in without the duck sauce if you don't like duck sauce.
What about apricot sauce? A texter wants to know. I don't know any.
That's something you have with, like, duck or something.
If apricot sauce is, if you're making chicken with apricot sauce and you take the apricot sauce out and you're making chicken, then it's a sauce.
Right,
yeah.
And just an idea, one listener had a really great idea about having brackets. Maybe using our panel as inspiration, you could have the fine dining bracket, the stoner bracket, the smashed up at a sports bar bracket, and the high maintenance single white female bracket.
I like it.
High maintenance single white female. That's about you, Danielle.
And
that's fantastic.
And,
what's your problem?
Hold on.
Yes.
Question about. Wait a minute. Sorry. Wrong line. Vicky.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
What's happening, Vicky? Is this single Twitter, Vicky?
Yes, how are you?
What's up, single Twitter?
Vixta's on the phone. I wanted to comment, because if you're talking sauce and you're talking sauce on Monday, you better be wearing those beautiful, sexy taco sauce panties I bought you, Greg.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I don't remember those things.
They're on top of your computer monitor in the office.
Are they in the office?
They're in the office.
Taco sauce.
Quality pair of panties.
Tacos. Is taco a sauce? I mean, is there
sauce in it? But you could enjoy the taco without the sauce. So I think it doesn't. It's more of a condiment.
There's bottles of hot sauce on them. Jeez, I am hurt. I can see my gift went a long way, Daddy.
Well, no. Listen, what about hot sauce? Is that a condiment or a sauce?
Condiment. I think it's a condiment.
Really? I think it's a sauce.
I don't think
it is. Like Tabasco?
You don't cook your chicken or your steak or, well, again.
Frank's Red Hot?
It has sauce in it. It has to have the name. If it has the name sauce, it's, you know, it's got to be in the running. You don't have to pick it. But, I mean, again, if you use A1 sauce.
Yeah.
Taco sauce is basically.
That's the A1 of Mexican?
That's the problem is.
See, this is the thing with, like, buffalo sauce. If you look at it with wings, if you're making buffalo wings, in theory, you could just toss them with the Frank's Red Hot. But I think most places or most people, if they're going to do a buffalo sauce, they'll mix the hot sauce with butter.
Yeah.
So that makes the sauce more viscous.
I don't buy that buffalo sauce was made for buffalo wings.
Right.
And that's what it's always been for. Right. So it's a sauce.
That's a sauce. Hot sauce is a condiment.
Hot sauce can be put on anything. That's a condiment.
I put on everything.
I think so. I think so. I really. What about plum sauce? Not familiar.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
Are you talking about a hard sauce for your plum pudding?
Plum sauce.
Oh, the pudding is coming up nicely.
Plum sauce is like Tiny Tim.
Oh, no.
What's the deal with plum sauce?
Plum sauce is like a Chinese sauce, I think.
Oh, it's. Oh,
I have no clue. Never had it.
No.
Naughty Donnie would know.
No.
Chinese food.
You should find Naughty Donnie on Facebook and watch his Chinese food reviews because they are hilarious.
Really?
Oh, my God.
He's addicted to Chinese food.
That's putting it lightly.
he's addicted.
That guy's blood type is MSG.
What about truffle butter?
No, that's a finishing thing.
That's not a sauce, right?
Literally.
No. Yeah. Yes, it is. Why does it have chunks in it? I don't know.
All right. Well, Starch Madness. The bracket will be available Monday on the show. All 64 teams playing the play-in game between the Merlot Reduction and the Mornay happening on Thursday, and then we'll get Starch Madness underway. It is 9:17. Oh, hold. One other thing that I have to talk about.
Mm.
Huge movie news today, and that news is that they have green-lighted, as they say in Hollywood, the Sopranos prequel movie.
What?
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Now,
hold the frig on.
Yes.
Yeah.
The story, big variety story.
Ooh,
big,
yes, David big, Chase, yes.
Big news. I don't know how you feel about this, but it's going to follow. It's basically Tony's father. Corrado will be in it a little bit, but it takes place in the 60s. So it's pre-Tony Soprano time, pre-television series time.
Ah, it's going to blow up.
You think so?
You bet.
I don't know, because so much of what The Sopranos was the characters. None of them will be in it because it's a prequel.
Right.
But also a lot of it was David Chase and his writing. So,
right.
I don't know how it's going to...
Well, so it'd be interesting.
So, Tony's not going to be in it.
Obviously.
Well, he can't be. He passed away.
Hologram.
You
said it's a
LB.
Prequel.
He passed away. Yeah.
Maybe
they'll have like somebody
James
playing.
Gandolfini's dead, so...
Maybe they'll have somebody.
How young would he be in the 60s?
I mean, he'll be like, maybe they'll have a kid play him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Get someone young.
Yeah, they'll probably
it's not like there's not another amazing actor out there that's going to steal the show.
Well, they'll get Harry Potter, one of the Harry Potter kids. Those kids are the guy who played Weasley. Those kids are always available. They're filthy rich and they have nothing to do, so they'll probably take. But I don't know. I think it's
a win-win. The world is fascinated with that scene. You know, look at Goodfellas, Casino, The Sopranos.
I mean, you're saying billion dollar gangster films, the end of time, kid. Mob movies, billion dollar industry. Yeah.
It's racketeering.
I think it will probably be. I agree that it will probably be good. However, I am worried about the fact that the characters were so key to the success of that television show.
I think the bar is set too high by the show.
You think so?
I fear for this. I feel like this is going to be like Arrested Development season 4.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Eesh. I wish they had done a full-length feature film before James Gandolfini had passed away.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
David Chase said he never wanted to do that, but I wanted some kind of closure. Like, I wanted to know if Meadow got, spoiler alert, I wanted to know if Meadow got killed walking into the place, and I really did. I wanted closure on that, but I never got it. It's like me and Edelman never got closure. I don't understand what happened. It was
God, you're so butthurt, dude. Let it go.
I mean, it was things were moving along swimmingly.
Yeah, but just be patient. Door's closed, but it's not locked.
LB, do you know if Lloyd Bridges is in this one? Do you have any idea on that?
Okay.
All right. It is 9:20 here on the Hillman Morning Show, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com.
And now, LB.
I didn't insult you.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Sports Minute is brought to you by Dr. Robert Leonard and Dr. Matthew Lopresti, the best in the hair restoration business. All you got to do is call 1-800-GET-HAIR, change your lettuce, change your life. The Bruins had the Flyers at the Garden last night for the 3-2 win late. And guess who did it again?
Pastrnak blocks off Provorov. Krejci to Chara, the one-timer. Pastrnak on the doorstep. He scores! The Bruins lead with 22 seconds to go.
Yeah, and that's how it ended. Jack and Brick do the call on Nesson, Riley, Nash, Stashed, and newcomer Brian Gionta. Way to work, Don Sweeney. Tallied as well. Tuukka was in the pipes for the win again. And we got 18 to go. I think it is 11 on the road, 7 at home. Next up, a home-and-home afternoon rip fest. Blackhawks at the Garden tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And then the boys go to the Windy City to face the Hawks in Chi-Town. It's a 12:30 start on Sunday. The Red Sox were down 4. They rallied back to tie the race 6-6 at JetBlue Park in Grapefruit League action yesterday. Our newcomer, our new slugger, J.D. Martinez, went 3-for-3 with a ribby starter, Brian Johnson. Got beat up a little bit early. Ended up giving up 3 runs and 3 innings of work, but he did strike out 4 Sox Marlins today at 1. And they're on the road in Jupiter. Kyrie was back out in mini, and you know what that means, don't you know?
Horford, handoff, Irving, over Towns, he puts it in.
Fresh
the
legs.
5-time All-Star Irving with a big hit.
Yeah, sees roll. They finished the road trip 2-1. They clinched a playoff spot last night with that victory in the land of 10,000 lakes. The Leprechauns are off until Sunday when the Pacers come to the Garden. Youngster Jaylen Brown had the scary moment last night on the two-hand slam.
Here comes Brown. Smart on one side by Wiggins to the rack. Oh! He's concussed.
Yeah, they brought the stretcher out, and kudos to the mini trainer. You know, both trainers rushed out there to it was pretty ugly. He was definitely knocked out cold, but he ended up walking off the court under his own strength. And he tweeted after the game that he had a headache, but he thinks everything's going to be fine. Coach Stevens.
A lot of us were standing there watching him kind of go through the progression that they put him through, which obviously you probably do anytime you have a neck injury or the threat of a neck injury. And, you know, you felt a little bit better with each progression you saw them go through.
Yeah, scary. You watch the video, it's ugly. Former Patriots, a Patriot, Aqib Talib, will not be a Patriot again. He chose a deal with the L.A. Rams after not agreeing to restructure his ticket with Denver. More Patriots news. Special team stud Brandon King got a new two-year, $2.6 million ticket from the General. Before I get out of here, for the weekend hockey ripper, BC is out. They lost last night. Selection Sunday, as Hillman has been mentioning, is here. And Hoops fans are all fired up. PC has number 2, Xavier, tonight. Good luck. It's semifinal action. Number 1, Virginia. Number 3, Villanova. Number 4, Duke. All won yesterday. PGA Valspar Championship. Corey Connors, 400 leads. Round 2 today on the Golf Channel. I think it's about 2 o'clock. The coverage starts. And the good old boys are racing out in the desert in Arizona. Qualifying is today at 5 o'clock. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
Thank you, LB. It is 9:23, and now the news, and it's brought to you this hour by
the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion. Don't miss your chance to see Slayer July 26th at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion. Tickets on sale today at 11 a.m. Brought to you also this hour by State Farm. There for you when things go wrong, but also here to help life go right. Talk to an agent today at 800 State Farm. Well, it looks like the president has agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
It's a trap.
I fear
by
that
whom?
This I fear it could be by either. Right? Where are they meeting? That will be a key indicator on who is trapping whom. Unless they're going to like Switzerland or something like that. Like
they have revealed where the meeting will take place.
It's going to be in Gardner. LB is running the
Paramount Cafe. That would be a good place.
Yes.
I think this should be at Mar-a-Lago, and he can show us all how we can get a hole in one on every green.
Oh yes, he should. Yeah, they should play around the golf.
Yeah,
together.
They should. They're
Why
both,
not?
He's obviously an expert golfer, so Trump would probably get along. Right. Yeah.
Now, when he travels, does the Army of Beauties travel with him? Because they should keep the president away from the Army of Beauties.
Yeah. Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Now the president pulled a reverse LB yesterday.
Oh, a reverse LB.
With the Lloyd Bridges, this would be technically a reverse LB.
Yeah.
He brought a bunch of steel workers to the White House to declare his trade war on China. And one of the guys that was there talked about how his dad was also a steel worker. And I'll just let this conversation play out organically.
Well, your father, Herman, is looking down. He's very proud of you right
now.
He's
still alive.
He is? Well, then he's even more proud of you. Then he's even more proud.
Yeah, he's quick. The Trumpster's quick.
That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
It's this thing has red wedding all over it. I mean, it smells like red wedding to me, and I want to be very careful as to where the two of them meet. Is Rodman going? Will Dennis Rodman be a part of their meetings?
I'm sure he'll be mediating
somehow. Probably. All right. Well, it should be interesting. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
What else is in the news today?
This.
And now.
His intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
Well, Professor Dong took it out. A professor at a Korean theological university in Fullerton, California, has been arrested on suspicion of exposing himself to a couple of women. He's 46 years old. His name is Dong Hyun Ho, and he was connected with two separate incidents, one in which he's accused of pulling in front of a woman who was jogging in his car, motioned for her to come over, and then she looked down and noticed that his pants were open and he was fully exposed.
Oh,
and
aggressive.
the man's first name is Dong?
Correct.
Is that coincidence or irony? What would you call that?
It's a gem. That's what it is.
All right.
He pulled the same kind of scenario with another woman.
Oh.
And this is Captain Joseph Nunez with the local police.
Yes, he would alert people to his car, his two victims to his car, and ask for, a certain direction. And that's when he exposed himself to them. Our concern is that this person became bolder if he was allowed to continue down this pathway. And the fact that he's a works in the school profession, that they need to know that if there's anything that is similar to this, they report it.
Yeah, that's
freak.
Not right.
Yeah.
That's not
Dong.
Right. Dong, where is my automobile? Awesome.
Dong, Grandpa is talking to you.
Honestly, guy should not be around the college kids.
Oh, yeah.
Obscure reference to this story with that movie.
Yes.
Now I finally have a place to put my hand.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It really is. Oh, yeah. It's a great movie. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get to Were You Paying Attention and the rest of today's news before we go, coming up next.
I'm going to rock your smart speaker.
Just tell me the name of the station.
Alexa, play WAAF. Turn your smart speaker into a radio. Listen to WAAF. Just ask Alexa or Google to play WAAF.
The ultimate concert sensory experience of the summer is coming. Evanescence and Lindsey Stirling. Back-to-back performances with live orchestra. July 18th, Xfinity Center. A show that will leave you absolutely breathless and wanting more. Evanescence. Lindsey Stirling. Aligning forces. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
Sunday, the good fight continues on CBS All Access.
Kill all the lawyers. With those words, Stan Greenoble ran down his attorney.
Oh, my God. Baby, I
need life. Christine Baranski.
I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
Kush Jumbo and Rose Leslie.
You okay?
No.
Everything is spinning out of control.
There's no season like lawyer season.
A couple of lawyers get killed and you think you all have targets on your backs.
The Good Fight. Sunday streaming exclusively on CBS All Access.
Finally, the natural snow we've been waiting for.
17 inches and counting.
It's the biggest snowfall of the season, and they're calling for more snow on Monday.
Now's your chance to make up for any days that you've missed.
For the latest conditions
and discounted tickets,
go to Wachusett.com.
The $1 down and then $10 a month deal at Planet Fitness is on now. Join in club or online at PlanetFitness.com. The world judges. We don't. Planet Fitness. Be free.
Join Planet Fitness today for just $1 down. But hurry, this special offer ends March 15th.
See club for details.
O'Reilly. A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. On sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring. It's finally here. Bass are in the pads, trouter in the riffles, walleye are on the drop-offs, and you are right where you want to be. Here's to the season that takes you there. Cabela's Great Outdoor Days. Family events and amazing deals. Your one stop for the water. Come in for Doorbusters this Saturday. 5 hours only starting at 8 a.m. Get $30 off Daiwa Fuego reels, $150 off a Pitboss 700S pellet grill with cover, and save 25% on over 18,000 fishing lures. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
Get ready to fuel your hustle with an afternoon pick-me-up from Dunkin'. From 2 to 6 p.m., get any size Dunkin' iced coffee for $2. Sip smooth with our signature original blend. Go bold with a rich iced dark roast, or try yours with new Girl Scout cookie-inspired flavors. Any size Dunkin' iced coffee is $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. Grab yours and keep on running. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes cold brew, plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
We realize you have lots of choices when it's time to replace your truck. We hope you choose Ford, the number one truck for over 41 years. For a great selection of trucks, it's Framingham Ford. We have a commercial truck store in the Metro West. Pickup trucks, dump trucks, work trucks, play trucks, we have them all. Priced up to $10,000 off. No one will sell you a Ford for less, no one will pay you more for your trade, and no one will work harder to get your deal done. Framingham Ford, right on Route 9, or framinghamford.com. Give us a shot. I promise you won't be disappointed.
Make updates indoors and save this spring at Lowe's. Make refreshing updates to your bath with up to 15% off select Peerless bath faucets, available in a variety of styles and finishes. And update your flooring with fashionable wood-look tiles starting at 99 cents a square foot. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 14. While supplies last, see store for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
At Country Bank, we make the mortgage process carefree, like playing the bongos on your porch in your pajamas carefree. Whether you're buying or building, come see us at any of our branches or countrybank.com. We're an equal housing lender.
Which housewarming gift sounds better to you? A vacuum-powered flycatcher? Or help with your closing costs? We thought so. First-time homebuyer? Visit us at countrybank.com or any of our branch locations. We're an equal housing lender.
Do you want to make more money? Own your own business? Come to the Franchise Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Shriners Auditorium. Meet with the best money-making franchises, plus part-time opportunities who can help you open a successful business. Plus, get valuable advice at free seminars all weekend. This life-changing event is your only chance to see all the hottest new franchises in one place. Get tickets at BostonFranchiseShow.com. Find the perfect business for you at the Franchise Show, presented by Allstate, this weekend at the Shriners Auditorium.
The presenting sponsor of this show is EchoStore Technologies, and it has been for quite some time. EchoStore Technologies provides data center solutions for companies throughout New England, partnering with leading manufacturers such as VMware, NetApp, Dell EMC, and Cisco. EchoStore Technologies is committed to understanding your business's strategic goals and to creating solutions that will make your business more efficient, keep your data protected and available, and save you money. EchoStore is a partner that you can feel confident in. For more information on how EchoStore can help you with your data center requirements, contact them today when you call 866-818-1313. That's 866-818-1313, or when you visit echostore.com. That's echostore.com.
Hey, Boston, this is comedian Ari Shaffir. Listen to the Hillman Morning Show. We'll be back in 60 seconds or less. Just enough time to do some mushrooms.
It's just a drug test, so nothing to be scared of.
I'm excited. What kind of drugs are we testing?
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-432-6170. That's 1-800-432-6170. 1-800-432-6170.
Hey, what's up, boss? This is Guy Fieri from the Food Network, and you're being tortured by the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF.
Sunny today. Temperature will be 41 for a high. Weekend looking pretty good in the mid-40s tomorrow.
Thank you.
And the same on Sunday.
I'm just saying, no power. Everybody with no power.
Oh,
if it was like 24 degrees, it'd be a nightmare. Cost people a fortune, broken pipes, plumbing.
I hope the power is on for bourbon and bacon tomorrow. I can't wait for Bourbon and Bacon Fest tomorrow.
What a waste, though.
What do you mean?
I'm not even going to try anything.
Of course I'm going to. I'll sneak one little tiny bite. One little nibble of bacon.
Who can have one bite of bacon? That's ridiculous. Savages, that's who.
Well, it's like when you open the pack of bacon. Nobody just cooks two slices to put on a sandwich.
You cook a pound and you eat it, right? Yeah, right. Like a normal person.
You cook the whole package.
I'm going to bring my own Luxardo cherries so I can make a Manhattan with the bourbon samples that I'm given.
I had I had dinner with my mom the other night, and usually when we go to G-Bar in Swampscott, Adam, who's the fabulous bartender there, I'll usually say, hey, can you spare me a couple Luxardos? And, two or three, that satisfies my sweet tooth. He gave me like a
person?
Little bowl of them.
You're like asking them for free Luxardo cherries?
Yes.
I mean, do you offer to pay or anything like that? I mean, those things are wildly expensive.
You overtip?
Always.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, a A texter asked me if I tipped the hairstylist who shaved my head yesterday.
What?
And I didn't.
That's a charitable thing. It's you don't expected to.
I mean, yeah, was I expected to tip yesterday when I got my head shaved?
No, absolutely not.
No. I mean, the tip would have been, next time, can you ask me what number razor I'd like to use?
The line was around the block. It was like around the building. Yeah. The line literally went up all four floors.
Those hairstylists, they were out of their minds. They're delirious. They're just like, sit down.
Next.
I don't even know who you are.
Right. Did Tom Brady.
Here's a text that says, who are you fooling? You'll be pounding beers at the Harpoon event before hitting the old guy event. Wait, is bourbon and bacon an old guy event?
Are you kidding me?
Bourbon
and bacon is like a huge pickup scene.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
There's
just so many people, and it's an awesome event.
It's a great chick event.
Yeah. Yes. I am so going, and I'm going to, like, have a little bit of bacon, and then check out the vendors, and then going to read up about bourbon ahead of time, so I sound, like, really educated if I find, like, a guy who has, like, really, you know, awesome taste and stuff.
Right? You're going to fire up the Bloody Mary with the four olives and the extra slice of bacon.
That's, like, the key is, like, when you get a Bloody Mary for, like, Sunday fun day brunch, like, if you're not having a full meal on a, like, cocktail stick above your Bloody Mary, you're not doing it right. Like, I want a burger, a bacon, never mind the celery. That's so good.
Here's a text that says, Greg, they weren't free Luxardo cherries. She just LB'd the place with a free plug. Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. Yes.
I mention them all the time.
Listen,
Greg Brackman, my good friend, Chef Greg.
I just paid I paid $800 cash.
Yeah.
My bill was $700 at Exceptional. I left $100 for lunch.
See?
Okay. I don't, you know, Robbie and Exceptional are awesome, but I paid for everything.
Now, when you when you leave the $100, do you have dental floss tied to it so you can yank it out, yank it out the door when you run out? Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Rick?
When you were talking about the president meeting Kim Jong Un,
yes.
First thing that came to my mind was the movie When Mars Attacks.
Well, listen, there's a potential kidnap risk here for our president. They need to have this meeting in a public, neutral location, you know, like Howl at the Moon or someplace,
like
that.
With bulletproof glass between them.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, Matt?
What's up? What's up, Steve?
This is probably a little late on this obscure reference, but I'm on the app, so it might be a bit delayed. But going back to Mr. Dong.
Yes.
His name being Mr. Dong and he being a shower of his piece, Seinfeld reference, when Jerry had the overdue book and Mr. Bookman came to his house to go after him, and Kramer said, Bookman, that's like the ice cream man being named Cone.
Mr. Dong, he had his dong out and his name was Mr. Dong. Here's several people texting in and saying, real nice, you left $100 on a $700 bill.
Cheap ass.
Way less than a 20% tip, not even 15%.
I left $100 for lunch to buy a bunch of pizzas.
These people are calling you a cheapo.
Oh, really?
What cost you $700?
They had to put muffler system on my
car. Right, so the lunch wasn't $700. You tipped them on top of a service.
Yeah.
Right. So it was just you bought lunch for everybody.
When was the last time you tipped the guy that changed your tires?
Right.
You floaters.
I think people are confused and thought you got a $700 lunch.
Are you that person that gets gas and then gives the guy a 5-ski for a coffee? Because I do.
I do two. Full serve.
Yeah, full serve. Yeah. I got serve.
Yeah.
Over Concord Street.
Are there still any full serve stations left?
Oh, sure.
Oh, funny.
Jack it up an extra 25 cents.
Same price, cash or credit, but if we pump it for you, it's $6 extra a gallon. Eat it. The whole bag.
You know, the best part is you don't have to get out of your tracker.
I don't mind that. I don't mind it.
Shut up. You're pumping your own gas.
I just pumped it this morning.
I
pump it myself as many times as I can. That's for the next intro, by the way.
9:43.
Please don't use that.
In the summer. In the winter?
Really?
Fill her up, please.
I'm just glad.
That's just lazy.
No, I mean, it's I don't want to be cold.
Yeah.
It's cold. I thought you were from Canada. Aren't you aren't you all like
cold
always
Ardo.
Flapping your gums in here going, oh, who cares about this winter and what the storm is?
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I've been down here 30 years. I've, you know.
Head to Florida, big guy.
You're turning into a snowbird.
S-bird. It's like the hardos that take the stairs to leave the building.
Right. Yeah, to leave the building, like, not to come in.
It's exercise. Well, because
they're going down.
I don't know. There's three perfectly good million-dollar elevators that fly you right down there.
Well, they're trying to get a little exercise.
Yeah, so if I pump my own gas, then that guy doesn't have a job. And then he can't buy his kid a bike.
Oh, you're saving jobs by staying in your vehicle and not pumping your
full
own
serve.
Gas?
Full serve gives someone a job in America. Thank you very much.
You've created more
robot
jobs.
Uprising.
Have you created more jobs than our president? Is that what you're trying to claim?
I'm just happy that since they changed the legislation a few years back, that most gas stations are now on board with the clips that hold the thing in place. Because for a long time, they didn't have them anywhere.
That
it was a pain
ridiculous.
In the ass.
That was ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but I think the reason that was is they didn't have the technology where the gas hits the nozzle and it's an auto shutoff. Yeah.
Apparently in Weymouth, they have some kind of a legislation there against self-serve gas stations.
It's all full serve in Weymouth. Right. And really? There's like a couple of other towns in Mass, too,
why?
I think, that are like that.
Well, it's like Flippy.
I don't know what it is.
It's like Flippy. Wow. Taking jobs. Yeah. Technology, taking jobs.
All in New Jersey, right?
What, the whole state?
Yeah, you can't.
They don't have self-serve?
Gas? I don't think so.
That seems kind of ridiculous.
It is.
Milford, Upton, and Arlington all outlaw self-serve gas stations.
Why?
Weymouth passed it in 1977.
What's the reasoning?
They say it was because of safety and economic concerns. Most towns have since rescinded their ban, but Weymouth is not looking to change anytime soon. Jeff Richards, who was the town director of municipal licenses and inspections in 2013 when this Boston Globe piece came out, said that it's a quality of life issue. The intent of Weymouth was to keep the smaller service stations in the town's five main squares.
Love it.
Well,
Big Vern on Pacific 66, I was a gas jockey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We Jasper, Alberta was a tourist town. We had 12 pumps.
Ooh.
Now was the
it was crazy because you run around like a banshee for 8 hours.
Was the 66 for your pant size or was? I was
a well oiled machine back then. Okay, trim and slim youngster, 8 years old. It's the best story ever.
Yeah,
I always tell. Oh, Dudley, who was picking on me, he was 16, and he was making me pump all the gas while he sat in the little kiosk. And I went into Big Vern. Big Vern was at the till. And then to the right, when he went into the gas station, there was an Avis rent-a-car thing. And a lady was renting a car. And I went in crying because Dudley was like making me work my tail off. And my dad told me to shut up and get my ass back out there and pump some gas. And then the lady threatened my dad that she was going to report me because I was only 8 years old. And my dad told her to go F herself and get out of his gas station.
Where's the great story part? Is that coming soon?
I just thought that,
no, that was a good story. I liked it. Danielle didn't like it, but I wasn't listening.
I was researching gas laws in New Jersey.
I just thought it was funny that my dad told some lady, some random lady that was going to spend money for him.
Yeah.
To go F herself.
Yeah, it was. I like that.
And I beat Dudley up when I was 14.
Did he say go F yourself, eh?
Probably.
All right. It is 9:47. WAAF's Murphy Madness starts Monday at noon. You get free Dropkick Murphys tickets every single hour, every weekday from noon until 6. Oh, wait. That's already underway, isn't it? I think that's already underway. Murphy Madness already underway. What's the date today?
Today is the 9th of March.
Yeah. So it's already underway. So make sure you're listening today during the noon hour. We start at noon, and then you get free tickets every single hour. Am I totally screwing this up, Shu?
What happened?
Murphy Madness starts. Okay,
Monday
it starts
at noon.
Monday at noon. All right. I completely effed that up. It starts Monday at noon. You get Dropkick Murphys tickets every hour, every weekday.
Hope Tom Brady's not listening.
Noon until 6. Do you think he'll be upset? Why will he be upset?
Think he'll end your friendship because you're incompetent.
Oh, if I were going to do like Tom Brady, I'd go over during the, as soon as the this play is over, I'd go yell at the offensive coordinator about the fact that the liner has a different date on it. Yeah. But I'm not going to do that.
For me, it's a good tease.
Yeah. Now, listen, Danielle was saying you would have no idea who I was.
Well, she's wrong.
She's wrong. Do you hear that, Danielle? You're wrong.
Don't care.
All right, let's get to this, please.
And now, the Hillman Morning Show presents...
What the hell are you talking about?
Were you paying attention?
All right. If you can answer a question about this morning's show before we go, then you could win tickets to go see A Day to Remember and Papa Roach at the Songus Center coming up on Thursday of next week. Hello, Don.
Good morning, everybody.
Don.
Are we going to hear anything from the past 2 days or today?
What? Say that again, Don.
Are we going to hear anything from the past 2 days? Have you been listening, or we're just going to do today?
Well, it's just going to be today. Were you not listening today, or?
No, I was listening. I was supposed to be funny, but.
Okay. All right. What, Don, what type of bird has Danielle been theoretically eating all morning?
Well, there's about five of them up my yard, so that would have to be Crow.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Crow.
I didn't say peacock.
That is Crow. Hello, Billy.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Billy?
A couple of things real quick. I'm surprised you didn't take the opportunity with all this crow talk.
Yes.
On a rando earmuff Friday.
Counting crows.
Also, can I get a rando ding for my dog that got ran over by a backhoe on Wednesday?
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah. No.
Somebody was watching over him because not a single broken bone.
Oh, my God. So he's okay?
He's fine. You know, all things considered, a couple of stitches in his foot.
What was he hammered?
No, it was kind of my
super
fault.
Super flexible.
I stopped the truck to get out and let him relieve himself. I did the same, and a backhoe came flying around the corner, and I tried to get him to sit and stay, but he didn't even see the backhoe. The backhoe didn't see him, and he crossed the street to come to get me.
Right.
And
here's your toughness.
I got it on video. I got a dash cam. I got it on video. It's horrifying.
Oh.
But he's good.
But he's okay.
He's awesome.
He's okay.
He actually has his own Instagram. Oh. Rookie Dog Rides.
What is it?
Rookie, R-O-O-K-I-E.
Yeah.
Dog, D-O-G, Rides, R-I-D-E-S, because he rides on the motorcycle, he rides in the boat, he rides in the truck with me.
Oh,
Rookie Dog
cool.
Rides.
Oh, good, all right.
He's awesome.
What band, and it's not the Counting Bros, what band did comedian Bill Burr tell us he would be playing drums for soon?
One of them hair bands, like Slayer or...
Slayer is not a hair band, sir.
I don't listen to that. I don't even listen to that heavy metal stuff. Primus or one of them rock bands that Shoe likes.
Yeah, it was one of them rock bands that Shoe likes. Hello, John.
Good morning, Gregory. How are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. It's Friday. Give
yeah,
me a question
baby.
About the condiment and the special sauce, please.
What did you say? All I heard was LB screaming, "Yeah, baby." What was your question?
I like a question about the special sauce.
You don't get to select which question you get.
I did the other day. It's different now. Okay.
What?
Pretend you have a giant breast and a hoo-ha, and then you can pick any question you want.
What time did LB tell us he left his home for work yesterday?
Oh, yesterday. Yesterday, he went to the station. He didn't go where he was supposed to go, right?
Yes.
So I want to say he left in, come on, LB, help me out. Whisper it, would you?
No. You're stalling.
Okay, he left an hour and a half early, I think you said.
Pick
right?
a number,
no.
dude. Pick a number.
Okay,
we're
like
on
Scott
at 6.
2.0.
No.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
No,
Wrong.
Sorry.
See ya. Bye.
Hello, Dean.
What's up?
What's going on, Dean? you going to answer a previous question or you want a new one?
Give me a new one. Let's go.
During Florida Not Like the Rest of Us, we learned about a Florida woman who is facing charges after throwing what at a restaurant employee?
What? At a restaurant employee. You ready for this?
Yes.
Her pizza.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very dramatic.
Nailed it.
Very dramatic.
Nailed it. Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Same old.
A texter wants to know, Danielle, if you were crying during the dog story. Were you crying?
I felt really bad.
I
mean, the guy.
Happy ending.
I know, but he really should have shortened the time, the duration between when he told us what happened and when he told us the dog was okay. Because I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Mark, old question, new question. What's your deal?
New question.
New question. What restaurant's chicken piccata did Danielle say she had successfully recreated at home?
Oof. Should I go back to the old question?
Yeah. Can you answer any of the previous questions?
I don't know.
Yeah, LB coming in at leaving his house at 4.
Yeah, he left his house at 4. Yes.
Good job.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Fact.
4 p.m.
Allegedly.
Hello, Luke.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, what's up?
What's going on?
During today's Irrational Fear, we heard about a 52-year-old cruise ship passenger who did what?
I don't think I was listening for that one.
All Take right. a guess, bud.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Let's see. This is Ronnie. Hello, Ronnie.
How are we doing today, guys?
What's happening, Ronnie?
Oh, same old, same old. Just making my deliveries.
Previous answer? You got a quiet answer for a previous question, or you want a new one?
I think that last one, with the cruise ship one. Didn't the guy just fall off or something?
It was a woman, but yeah, she fell off.
Sure.
Fell off
Good
and,
job.
In the middle of the night, and they rescued her and they saved her, which is absolutely amazing. She's at the very tip top of the, sitting on a railing.
Donkey.
Why would you ever sit on a railing?
Because you're drunk.
Right. Right.
That's
that
why, because you're drunk and you're taking an Instagram photo.
Yeah.
Look at how amazing this is going to be. I have to switch my filter.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Flash.
Like Wile E. Coyote.
Let's see. Rando Ding LB for the local 12 boys at T. Sullivan Mechanical in Hanover.
Love it. Right. What a work, fellas.
Rando,
and ladies.
Rando Ding for this individual's oldest child. It's their dog, Stewie, turning 10 years old today.
Oh, Rando. Happy birthday, Stewie.
Rando Ding for the dog.
Happy birthday.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Highlights of what? You want to stay? We stayed late yesterday. I can't stay late more than once
here.
In a month.
No, I said bye, not why.
You said bye, not why.
Bye.
We will be back on Monday, and we will initiate starch madness on this show. We will finally, for once and for all, determine what the greatest sauce of all time is. Will it be one of the mothers? You know, the Bernays, the Hollandaise.
Your mother.
The Bechamel.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be one of the wine-related, like the Marsala or the Merlot Reduction? Will it be one of the barbecue, one of the North Carolina barbecue sauce, one of the...
Will it be an upset?
Yeah.
Worcestershire?
Well, an outlier.
Horseradish sauce.
The duck. Horseradish. That is a sauce, right?
It's the sauce. Horseradish is good, but a horseradish sauce
is
even better.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Roast beef sandwich.
What do you have in that? Like... That sour cream and horseradish.
Sour cream, maybe some mayo.
It's like a mayo mix. Yeah. So
if we're doing the 99s, are we doing any other local restaurant sauces?
You mean, only if there were. Why? Do you have a suggestion?
Well, no. My buddy Emac texted and said, "Can I throw the New Ridge barbecue? It's a specially made barbecue sauce."
New Ridge is really only known for the New Bridge, I think, is what you're talking about.
That's what I said, New Bridge.
I think you said New Ridge. New Bridge is really only known for their dressing, their salad dressing. I've never heard them ever to be known for their barbecue sauce.
Oh, my God. Their barbecue sauce is awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess we could maybe throw it
in
there.
I don't know. I'm not trying to force it down your throat.
What is it again?
The James River, the barbecue sauce for the beef. For the roast beef?
No.
Roast beef sauce.
Hold on a minute.
I like
James,
to dip my fries in that too.
James River?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
That's the sauce on the roast beef that you get at a roast beef place. That's what it's called, James River Barbecue.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Great. Now I have to stop at Kelly's on the way home.
Wait, Kelly's doesn't use that, do they? Own sauce.
Well, it tastes just like that one, so.
Yeah, I mean, it gets confusing when you start to, I mean, the sauce abilities are endless as a Texas.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
That was a really, I think.
Wow.
Rando Ding for Colleen. It's her birthday, and her
Happy
best
birthday,
friend
Colleen.
Wants to give her a Rando Ding. All right. We will. Yeshu, do you have something?
We got to do the code word soon.
I know. I mean, time is
do
expiring.
You?
I suppose I could do it before the spots.
Now we have to stall.
Well, it's all right. Podcast highlights for you up soon, and we'll also have the full show podcast up soon, so you can listen to hour number one, hour number two, hour number three, hour number four. And a text code word coming up. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.